is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. is fully lifting the 50-year ban on the sale of military equipment to Vietnam.
It also underscores the commitment of the United States to a fully normalized relationship with Vietnam, including strong defense ties with Vietnam and this region for the long term.
Responding to a reporter's question about increased Chinese aggression in the region, Mr. Obama said the decision was not based on China. At a joint news conference in Hanoi with Vietnam's president, Mr. Obama said the U.S. and Vietnam still have differences over human rights and that each individual weapons sale will be reviewed on a case-by-case basis. Mr. Obama will give a speech in Hanoi Tuesday, expected to focus on improved relations between the two countries and the need for constructive dialogue. U.S. President Barack Obama says the death of Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansour removed the leader of an organization that Mr. Obama said has continued to plot against and unleashed attacks on American and coalition forces. Mr. Obama said Monday during a news conference in Hanoi that the Taliban leader had rejected efforts by the Afghan government to engage in peace talks and end the violence that has taken the lives of many people. The U.S. leader made the comments one day after the Afghan intelligence agency confirmed Mansour was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. Media reports say a series of bomb blasts Monday in two Syrian coastal cities left at least 100 people dead and dozens wounded. Four bombs exploded in Jablay, killing at least 53 people. 48 people were killed in Tartus when three bombs struck the city. This is VOA News. The Freedom Party candidate in Austria's presidential election has conceded defeat. Norbert Hofer, nominee of the Eurosceptic Anti-Immigration Party, said Monday he was sad he had not won, but called the work of his supporters an investment for the future. A Baltimore police officer was found not guilty on charges related to the death of Freddie Gray, a black suspect who died last year after suffering injuries while riding in the back of a police van. Officer Edward Nero faced charges of second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and misconduct in office. He was acquitted Monday of all charges. Prosecutors say the 30-year-old officer unlawfully arrested Gray in 2015 without probable cause and failed to secure him in the police van with a seatbelt. Gray's hands and feet were cuffed, but he was not buckled into the seat after being arrested. Attorneys for Nero argued he did not make the arrest and that it was the driver's responsibility to ensure that Gray was secure. Protests against Kenya's Electoral Commission took place in three cities Monday, with local media reporting that at least three demonstrators were killed in western Kenya. Jill Craig has more.
Riot police formed a line around Kenya's Electoral Commission headquarters Monday, waiting much of the afternoon armed with tear gas, water cannons, and tanks to deter demonstrators arriving for the now weekly protests against the commission. The protesters never reached the compound because police used tear gas and water cannons to disperse about 100 demonstrators before they could get close. Protesters were able to march against offices of the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, or IEBC, in the cities of Mombasa, Kakamega, and Kisumu. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
Islamic State terrorists have claimed responsibility for a pair of suicide bombings outside an army recruiting center in the Yemeni city of Aden. At least 45 people were killed and many others wounded in the attack. Most of the victims were army recruits. Iraqi forces battled Islamic State forces near Fallujah on Monday. The operation to retake the militant stronghold just west of Baghdad could last several weeks. Meanwhile, United Nations officials are worried about thousands of families who may be trapped in Fallujah. A new report by the International Monetary Fund says Greece needs unconditional debt relief from European Union creditors over the long term to rebuild its financial strength. The IMF released its debt sustainability analysis on Monday. South Korea has dismissed a North Korean proposal to hold military talks in late May or early June. The South dismisses the proposal as a bogus peace offensive. On Wall Street at the close of trade today, prices were down. Stock market also down in Europe. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.